A move to expand state Board of Education agendas, the latest on a plan to close an important federal building in Oklahoma City. And state lawmakers want to ban food additives. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, March 5th. I'm Deborah Shar. A bill amended by the Oklahoma House Speaker passed through the House Education Oversight Committee today. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the measure allows any two members of the State Board of Education to place items on board agendas.
House Bill 1491 originally dealt with teacher license revocation, but was shucked and replaced with the support of the Senate Pro Tem and Governor Kevin Stitt. In the new version, items can be placed on the board agenda if requested in writing by at least two members. Here's bill author Ronnie Johns.
There's no mechanism for the state school board members to request that they discuss an agenda item or to put an agenda item on the agenda. It goes back possibly all the way back to Superintendent Garrett when I first started teaching.
The issue came to a head at the last State Board of Education meeting in which three new members appointed by Stitt pushed back against State Superintendent Ryan Walters having the sole authority to write meeting agendas. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Nearly 30 years after Timothy McVeigh destroyed Oklahoma City's Murrah Federal Building, the Trump administration is now considering shuttering the facility built to replace it. Grayson Wheeler has more.
The U.S. General Services Administration oversees the federal government's real estate. The agency announced Tuesday it's considering selling 443 of its properties, including the Oklahoma City Federal Building. The news comes just 1 month before the 30th anniversary of the truck bombing that destroyed the Murrah Building in 1995. Oklahoma City's new federal building opened its doors in 2004, one block north of the bombing site. At the time, it was dedicated as a symbol of freedom. Now, the General Services Administration has it listed as a non-core asset it's considering for, quote, disposal. It's unknown what exactly the government has in store for the Oklahoma City Federal Building, but its meaning as a symbol of resilience remains clear. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The General Services Administration took down its list of non-core assets this morning. Its website now says a list is coming soon. Health experts in the state are warning about a rise in whooping cough cases. KGOU Spencer Plato reports experts say this is the largest outbreak in Oklahoma in decades.
Oklahoma health experts are concerned as whooping cough cases have been increasing since October. The CDC reports since the start of 2025, Oklahoma has reported a total of 77 cases of whooping cough, which is higher than the same time in 2024, that eventually saw a total of 469 cases. Doctors who spoke with K4 say the illness can be prevented with vaccines. Former Oklahoma State Medical Association President Dr. George Monk says missed vaccinations during the pandemic and vaccine hesitancy could be contributing to the rise in cases. Whooping cough starts as a cold and progresses into an uncontrollable cough and can cause severe symptoms for infants. Expecting mothers can get the vaccine, and anyone coming in contact with an infant not old enough for the vaccine should be up to date on their vaccinations. I'm Spencer Plato.
A bill to ban the manufacture and sale of some food additives, but not the foods which contain them, passed a state Senate committee. Sam Moore at The Freelancer has that story.
Republican Senator Kristen Thompson of Edmond says her interest in food dyes and other additives began with her then 5-year-old son after a soccer game.
He had a red sports drink at the end. I thought we were going to be taking a nap, and he did the exact opposite, was like bouncing all over the walls.
The list of 21 additives includes the common sweetener aspartame. The manufacture and sale of the additives would be illegal in Oklahoma, and foods with them would have to carry a warning label. Next, the bill goes to the full Senate. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.